Well, we're going to start our devotional today. And we're going to sing a lot of hymns. Some of those hymns are going to be new for you. Some of them may be a little bit different genre or style than what you're used to or familiar with. But throughout all of it, we want you to concentrate on the melodies and more specifically the phraseology that's used during the hymns themselves. Because a hymn is really just a prayer that's put into words. That's really what a hymn is. So we're going to open up. Our opening hymn is Abide With Me. And this is a very simple hymn sung in a very simple way. There's no orchestra. There's no backups. There's no over-the-top vocals. There's no scales. There's no, embellishments to the hymn itself. It's just the human voice speaking, singing from the heart. And as we listen, pay close attention. And as we listen and sing along, we encourage you to sing along with as many of the hymns as you can. We just ask that you mute your mics if you do that, when you do that. But pay close attention to the words. The opening stanza asks the Lord to abide with me, even as the eventides. And see if you can determine if that expression, eventide, refers to more than just the close of the day. Note that there's a mindset that's expressed throughout the prayer that's put to music, and consider the individual who may be offering this prayer. Our hope is that this prayer resonates with you as you identify with the emotions, the life conclusions, and the hopes expressed in this hymn. We're going to encounter in the hymn words such as, when other helpers fail and comfort flees, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. And isn't that what our brethren in India are going through right exactly at this moment? We're also going to encounter the phrase, change and decay in all around I see, thou who changest not, abide with me. So please join with us as we sing the next hymn, our first hymn, Abide With Me. If you're going to sing along, please mute your mics. And then at the end of the prayer, we're going to ask Sister Anne to open with a word of prayer, but I want to introduce it first before she does. So Abide With Me.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, so abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's power? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through clouds sunshine, oh, abide with me. I fear no foe if thee at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave thy victory? I triumph still if thou abide with me. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's morning breaks and earth's faint shadows flee. In death, O Lord, abide with me.
We are going to open with prayer by a very special person to me. She loves me despite myself. She's the better half of our marriage. She's my partner in life and in love. And she is all that and much more. But the best part is that she is also my sister in Christ. So we ask Sister Anne to open with a word of prayer.
Our dear most heavenly Father, we thank you for being our Father, for being able to call you Father. We thank you for your guidance and direction in our lives. We thank you for your wisdom, power, comfort, peace, and love. We thank you for the trials and the experiences you give us to help us grow closer to you. We thank you for the blessings that you shower upon us daily. We ask that you would be with us now during this devotional service. Help us to put into practice the lessons that we hear and learn. May we be blessed by the words and songs that are shared. We thank you for your Son, his love for us, and his examples. May we continue to grow in grace. We pray through his name. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much. And say hi to Xander for me, please, our cat. Well, almost exactly 1 year ago, May 17th in 2020, I gave a devotional on this very Sunday. And the devotional was based on Psalms 4, verse 8. And it reads, "In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety." And in that devotional, we talked about the coronavirus and the impact it was having to date. This was in, you know, May, so we've already been in the coronavirus situation for several months. And we talked about faith, and we talked about the struggle that we have. We talked about courage to face our circumstances, and also the ability and the need for us to trust as we go through these uncertain times. And one of the things that we shared was two quotes, actually. We reminded ourselves that no one gets through life without light, without struggle and pain. No one gets through life without struggle and pain. And the second thing that we reminded ourselves was that courage is the one thing that will get us through the darkest and the most doubtful times. So, courage. And we shared this slide. We shared this slide that says, "Faith tells me that no matter what lies ahead of me, God is already there." And the challenge that each of us face is with the next part of this slide, that fear tells me that God is not there. And it's that trying to walk that balance between faith and fear and tipping it from heavy on the fear to heavy on the faith. That's our goal and task, and sometimes our struggle in our lives. Well, it's been 1 year since I shared a devotional, And the question for all of us is, how did we do during this year? Is our faith stronger because of the past year of experiences, or has it been shaken and rocked? Our devotional today is about worship through song, 10 songs specifically. And we're not going to spend time on the coronavirus. We've had enough of that. We're in the process of recovery, at least in the United States and other countries. In India, they're still struggling, as we found out earlier. Our next slide has a quote that's very appropriate for today. Music washes away from the soul the dust of everyday life. And there's enough trouble in the world and enough difficulty in our lives already. So let's just set all that aside, and let's let the hymns that we're going to sing and hear refresh us and revive us as we listen and sing along. Now, the collection of hymns that we share today are a collection of various types of songs and various styles. Some of the hymns may be new to us, and some will be old and familiar. And if it is new to you, or if the style of music is one that you would not normally listen to, I simply ask that you just pay close attention to the words of the hymn and listen to and try to find the sentiments of the heart that's being expressed. And even if you may not particularly like that genre of music or that particular hymn, see if you can find something of value for yourself within that hymn, something that you can harvest and take away from the hymn itself. So one of the quotes that we'd like to share regarding music is, you have to take a deep breath and allow the music to flow through you. Revel in it, allow yourself to awe. And when you play, that was the original quote. I crossed it out because we're not playing today. We're just going to listen and participate by singing. When you listen today, allow the music to break your heart with its beauty. So that's our guideline or suggestion for our devotional today. Now, the hymn that we're going to sing is just such an example of that I was speaking about. It is a contemporary version of a hymn. It uses instrumentation we may not be used to when we sing hymns. It uses different phraseology than what we are familiar with. And because of all those factors, it may even make us a little bit uncomfortable. I simply ask you pay close attention to the words and the sentiments of the heart that is being expressed. And again, see if you can find something of value for yourself within this hymn. Our hymn is "All to Jesus I Surrender."
All to Jesus I surrender, all to thee I freely give. I will ever love and trust you in your presence daily live.
I surrender all.
Next hymn that we're going to sing needs no introduction, but the video clip that we're going to play does. We're going to learn a little bit about the composition of spirituals, which is a type of a hymn. We're going to learn a little bit about the possible origin of this hymn, Amazing Grace, and then it's going to be sung for us in a way that you may have never heard sung before. And this is the one hymn selection of our hymns today that you may just want to listen to and feel the power of the words and the power of the delivery. It is an 8-minute clip, but I believe it will touch you very deeply. Now, this particular hymn, Amazing Grace, this version of this hymn is sung by Wintley Phipps, who was a singer, a songwriter, a record producer, and a minister. So let's play Amazing Grace.
This has been an awesome night, isn't it, everyone? Just wonderful. How many of you like Negro spirituals? An old black lady down south showed me something about the Negro spirituals, and I want to share it with you. You know, the black folk down south had more sense by accident than some of us have on purpose. You know what I mean? You didn't hear what I said. I heard an old black lady say, "Son, if the mountain was smooth, you couldn't climb it." Think about that for a minute. But did you know, she said to me, "Did you know all, just about all Negro spirituals are written on the black notes of the piano?" This is absolutely true. You can go home tonight and play almost any Negro spiritual, just play the black notes on the piano. You look skeptical. Now, you can't see it out there, but I want you to watch. Watch. There are 5 black notes on the piano. And those same 5 black notes just keep recurring. And you can go home tonight and play almost any Negro spiritual. Just play the black notes. Watch. You know that? Every time I feel the spirit, just black notes. Watch this. That's because the slaves didn't come to America with do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, do. That's somebody else's scale, okay? All they had in their musical scale were those 5 black notes. We know it in music as the pentatonic scale. And they built the power and pathos of the Negro spiritual on 5 notes. When you study music, you also come across what are known as white spirituals. Did you know that? And they are white composers who work with those that scale. In early America, they used to call this the slave scale. And I'm going to play for you what some musicologists think is the most famous white spiritual built on the slave scale or just the black notes. Thank you. Anybody tonight know who wrote that song? I heard it, a man by the name of John Newton. But do you know what John Newton did before he became a Christian? He was the captain of a slave ship. And many believe heard this melody that sounds very much like a West African sorrow chant, and wrote the words "Amazing Grace" and set his words to a slave melody. I looked up that song. I believe God wanted that song written just the way it was written, just so that we would be reminded that as Christians, whether black or white, free or bond, in his eyes, we're all connected. We are connected. And we are connected by God's amazing grace. Hallelujah! We are connected by God's amazing grace. I looked up that song in the Library of Congress. I went to the Library of Congress, I looked up that song. And wherever you see it authentically printed, you know what it says? Words, John Newton. Melody, unknown. I tell the Lord, when I get to heaven, I want to meet Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but boy, I want to meet that slave called unknown. And I recorded that song the way I hear it. When I sing it, I still hear the sounds of the slave ships in the water. I want to sing it for you the way John Newton probably first heard it, coming up out of the belly of the ship. Listen.
Isn't that a powerful rendition? Now, music is a large part of the way we express our emotions. Even the angels in heaven, use song to do so. And we have a quote here from Psalm 104, verse 33. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. Psalm 104. So it's not a surprise that we enjoy music so much. And it's not surprising that music is the biblical vehicle to express praise, love, adoration, and sometimes even sorrow. Our next hymn is a much loved melody. It's a current melody with the words changed to acknowledge the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the Christ. And Brother Peter shared it with us earlier this year in his deeply touching devotional. And we're going to share it again. And the title of the hymn or the song is Hallelujah. Now, Hallelujah is written as one word. And its original meaning comes from two different words. It's two thoughts combined together. The first half of the word, Hallel, means to praise. And it's used hundreds of times in the Bible. Well, praise what? And that's where the second half comes in, the Yah, J-A-H. And it's J-A-H is a shortened form of the Hebrew tetragrammaton, which is the four letters Y-H-W-H, which is usually pronounced Yahweh. And the word hallelujah simply means praise the Lord. So let's listen to a variation of the words. It's totally different words written to honor the Lord Jesus, but using the hymn known as Hallelujah or the song Hallelujah.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father, did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. the slain with oil and spice anointing. Hallelujah. But as they went to move the stone, they saw that they were not alone. For Jesus Christ has risen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Well, music is God's gift to man, the only art of heaven given to earth, and the only art of heaven that we take to heaven. Almost a paradox. Our next hymn is based on a psalm, Psalm 119, 105. And it reads, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Now, this hymn is lively and full of joy. It's full of affirmation and confidence. So let's, if you know the words, sing along. Otherwise, just enjoy and listen as we play the hymn. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And this is a contemporary song.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. To my feet and a light unto
Our next hymn is an older and much more familiar hymn. It's simply done and it's simply sung. And it's an affirmation of faith based on truth. And truth is the foundation upon which all things spiritual are built. Now, this hymn is lively also, and it expresses strength, courage, and joy from claiming the promises of God. And we should be familiar with this hymn, so please sing along.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Our next hymn is simply done and simply sung also, and it's a very easy hymn to sing along with. And again, pay close attention to the sentiments and the words. And our desire is that this very simple acknowledgement summarizes your perspective as well. And the hymn is, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I'll walk beside Him, for He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step getting lighter. Every cloud is silver light. There the sun is always shining. There no tear will dim the eye. At the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but His presence goes before me, and I'm covered with His blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Our next hymn is a contemporary praise hymn. Now, one of the characteristics of a praise hymn is, you will note, is that there's a fair amount of repetition. And some individuals like the praise hymns and some don't. But it's a different style, and it's not one that we may be all that familiar with. Now, this song also is accompanied with, and it's very simply done. And though the words are not shared, it is a very easy song to sing along with. So pay attention to the sentiment of the words and the expression of the praise that is being offered. And the hymn again is Fairest Lord Jesus. Our next hymn is an old and familiar hymn. And our singer, Eve Lillet, and I think that's how you pronounce her name, is a very young lady. And we don't know much about her, but you will draw some conclusions from her accent and her word pronunciation. So now she takes this hymn, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, and she beautifully and uniquely makes it her very own. And the song is very simply sung. It's in a very simple environment, and the words are shared. So please sing along or just enjoy the beauty of the hymn and the beauty of her voice. Our next song is a new one for me, and it is one that has touched me quite deeply. And it's a very simple melody with very, very powerful lyrics. And it's sung by Miss Jessamyn, J-E-S-S-A-M-Y-N, Jessamyn Raines. And listen very closely to the sentiments she expresses as she acknowledges the transparency of our lives before our Father in heaven. And the name of the hymn is All My Secrets.
All my secrets, all my happiness, things that plague me, things that shake me, oh Lord Jesus, you can see these, I know. All my white promises, oh Lord Jesus, you can see these, I know. All my heartaches and all my losses, wildernesses and all my crosses, joys and my celebrations, highs of love and my soul's elations, oh Lord Jesus, you can see these, I know.
Well, we're going to close, and we just want to remind all of us that faith is just simply trusting an invisible God with the very visible things of our lives. And our life is full of challenges, but these challenges are only given to us because God knows our faith is strong enough to get through them. And we have a verse that says that all things work together for good, and that we are told that we're not given anything that we cannot deal with. So we hope that today, the time spent together with both some old and new hymns and some new songs has been of value to you. And our walk is just one of faith. And may you grow in faith and grace and in knowledge of the Lord Jesus as you walk. So with that, I'm going to stop screen sharing, and I'm going to ask Brother Larry Mitchum to unmute and to close our devotional today with a word of prayer. Brother Larry.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. As we humbly approach your throne of grace, we'd like to give thanks for this opportunity to have come together with individuals of like hearts and minds. Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for the inspiration you placed upon Brother Aaron and his willingness to share. He has stated to us that through music, it was simply prayers put to music. And as he put on, he said, it washes away the dust of life. I gave serious thought to that. And during this time, we have heard inspirational renditions of prayers It may have been musical, but prayer is just the same. It was said, all to Jesus I surrender. I surrender my all. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the knowledge given today also, because I learned something new. That Negro spirituals were played on black keys or black notes, but they were surrounded by white ones. That means we're all together in one way or another. It's shared. He brought forth to us some amazing grace. And it wasn't just plain amazing grace, Heavenly Father. It was your heavenly grace. And I want to continue to have everyone blessed as we have been today, and that we be willing to go out and share with each and every other individual a small portion of what this devotional has put forth to us. Because the true rendition that this all went through, that it was stated that you have to have some courage, you have to follow with a little bit of faith. And with that faith, I know that there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. So I want to thank you, Brother Aaron, for what you did for us today, and that each and every one of us have the opportunity to go out and share that little bit with someone else. And for all these things, we pray in his son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.